Director of Regents Blue Cross of Utah, Dr. Mark Hyde. Doctor, thanks for joining us on this morning. When you have the air as just awful as it is, what do we need to know about our health on a day like today?
You know, on a day like today, Brian, the air pollution can really aggravate conditions that we may already have, such as asthma, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, even heart disease. So we need to be aware, if we're sensitive, that we need to take precautions to protect ourselves.
So people with those conditions, I mean, when you say take precautions, to the point of not going outside?
Well, Amanda, certainly we should protect ourselves from the air pollution, particularly during physical activity. Because think of it, you know, when you're breathing in more heavily, you're more exposed to these particles in the air. So the advice is really to adjust your routine to avoid breathing in too much of that pollution.
That air, it almost kind of seems like you can taste it. I mean, is there any truth to that, do you think?
Well, there are small particles which contribute to that pollution. So it's like eating tiny little pieces of dirt almost. And these pieces of dirt can become lodged within the tubes within your lungs and really affect you, particularly if you have any of those conditions, such as asthma.
So for a regular person who has no lung disease or no problems of that nature, is it still okay for us to be regular outside? Say I'm a person who rides my bicycle to the university. Can I still ride my bicycle to the U?
Well, you still can, but I think those precautions still pertain. You should try to cut back if you can. And so I would say adjust your routine to avoid that excessive breathing. Try to move your physical activity indoors. Ride in the car, maybe instead of taking the bike. Certainly, if you're out just jogging, you may want to think about exercising inside in your home or in the gym.
And when you're in the car, do you hit that recycle button to even not even bring in the outside air into your car? I mean, is that even one of the pieces of advice here?
Yes, Brian, that's a good idea. And then if you're exercising, try to change your activity to something less intense. Consider walking instead of jogging, for example. And also shorten the time that you're active. If your routine is 60 minutes, think about adjusting it to 30.
All good advice. Thank you, Doctor. That is Executive Medical Director of Regents Blue Cross of Utah, Dr. Mark Hyatt, on the KSL In-Depth at 15 and 45.
KSL News Time is now 6:49. Let's check Triple Team traffic. Three times more eyes on the road. And how bad is the fog out there, Andy Farnsworth?
Well, it's not that bad in the Salt Lake Valley. It seems to be like right at point of the mountain. You drive into